Good afternoon, Columbus, Ohio. It's Dano with Talk of the Town. And here we are on the second day of July. And what a beautiful day it is. And amazingly, I don't know about the rest of you, but I hope everyone else is well rested after this past weekend with ComFest. And obviously, this was one of those ComFests that will go down in the books as one of the better ComFests. I mean, even though the weather wasn't cooperating, it seemed like everyone had a good time. So I have to give a shout out and a big thanks to all the volunteers and everybody that pitched in and helped, regardless whether it was a cleanup, barricade, security. It doesn't matter. For all of those who came out and did their part for ComFest, thank you so much. And also another shout out for all of those that didn't bring anything into the park, like glass, cans, or bottles, or anything like that. Again, thank you so much for adhering to the rules. So that's all about ComFest, and guess what? Hey, it took me a couple of days just to get over that, and I think I'm about to catch my second win. I probably need one more good night of sleep, and then I'll be fresh and new. Okay, so it's Wednesday, WCRS 102.1, 98.3, your low-power FM, a product of Simply Living Radio. And today, my guest is Karina Robinson. And Karina is the principal, if you will, at the new Knowledge is Power program that's going to be opening in the Linden area. So, good afternoon, Karina.
Good afternoon.
So, here we are. And yeah, I've been attempting to get this woman here because I believe in this program only from the standpoint that it's a charter school, and it's a charter school that's been operating elsewhere in the United States, and that's why she's here. And we're going to start with that, the historical point of KIPP. Tell me how it started.
Well, first of all, I just want to say how happy and proud I am to be here in Columbus, back in my home state. But the Knowledge is Power program was started in 1994 by two TFA, Teach for America alumni, in Houston, Texas. They began the program there in 94. In 95, the second founder, which was Dave Levin, and let me go back, I apologize, the first founder, Mike Feinberg, opened in Houston. Dave Levin moved to New York, where he opened the second KIPP Academy, KIPP Academy Bronx. And pretty much had the two schools up until about 2000, when we were featured on 60 Minutes. And from that feature and the results that they were having phenomenal results with students who otherwise were not doing very well in their traditional public school settings. But after being seen on 60 Minutes, Don Fisher saw this, who happened at that time be the CEO and founder of The Gap, saw them and decided he wanted to invest in really seeing this program have the opportunity to be presented in other cities across the country. And from there developed a leadership program, which is a year-long program which all KIPP school leaders have to participate in. And from that, just, you know, someone seeing what really was a great program, we grew from two schools in 2001 to today 57 schools across the country. And actually, after this summer, it'll be 65 schools, including KIPP Journey Academy here in Columbus.
Excellent. Excuse me. I read something about the Gates Foundation that was also partnered with KIPP.
Yes, we actually have developed quite a few partnerships. The Gates Foundation, as you know, is very, very active in high schools and making sure that students are prepared to succeed in college. So the Gates Foundation is very integral in our high schools that we have across the country. We also work with several other organizations, the Walton Family Foundation, also supporters of KIPP as well. So we have several different organizations that we work with that support our programs.
This is awesome because I saw that 60-minute element, and I've read a lot about what's going on. And specifically here in Columbus, it's going to be starting at the fifth grade level.
That's correct.
And are there any visions of going beyond just fifth grade?
Well, our hopes this year, we first of all, we really want to make sure that we have a successful year. We know that that's going to happen. All of our programs, just let me take a step back, began with middle school models, with an early school middle approach, because we felt that middle school was the area that had the least amount of interventions. And generally, by about the end of the fourth grade, kids are deciding whether they're going to keep going with this education thing or they're making a decision whether to tune out. And that's what's happening, especially in our more urban communities. So all of our programs typically start with middle school. However, it is our hopes here in Columbus, if we find the right school leaders, that's most important, that we would have be able to expand in elementary and in high school as well.
So after this new crop of fifth graders
yes.
graduate and go on to sixth grade, is there a KIPP sixth grade program awaiting them at the end?
Well, actually, our program is going to be a 5-8 program at KIPP Journey Academy. However, what happens is we grow a grade each year. So the fifth graders starting with us this year, when they go to sixth, another group of fifth grade will come in and we'll keep moving out until we get to the eighth grade. So they'll actually stay with us through the eighth grade.
Oh, so this is kind of unique because all of a sudden, if there are siblings in the family,
mm-hmm.
one that starts in the fifth grade and the other one might be in fourth or third,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden it gives them something new to look
Absolutely.
At on the horizon.
Yes.
So we're looking at a new sunrise here
yes.
in Columbus.
Absolutely.
So, which is absolutely fascinating because I've seen charter schools fail
mm-hmm.
only from the standpoint mismanagement, people not really knowing their spot with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
How is KIPP really going to make an impact, specifically in the Linden area, my area anyway, but
mm-hmm.
how are they going to make an impact?
Well, the first thing I can say just to your comment about, you know, some charter schools that haven't been doing as well, I think a lot of it has to do with preparation. And the KIPP Foundation really has made sure that I was very prepared for this job. I participated in a year-long school leadership program where I took classes at Stanford University, both in business and education. And I was also a part of 3 residencies across the country at KIPP schools with other school leaders. So I feel very, very well prepared. As far as the impact that I know we'll make in Linden is the fact that we really, really want to partner with community organizers and organization groups there. It's really important. Me personally, it was imperative that we have the opportunity to work in Linden because I know the families there are looking for a quality choice. And I'd like to be that choice for them and their children. I really like to be a part of that. And I'd also like to be a part of the many revitalization efforts that are going on in the community. For instance, we are in the Linden Park IGE, former Linden Park IGE building, and which has been vacant for a year now. And now to get in there and make some renovations to the building and just get it ready for kids to come in there, I think is really going to be really important to the revitalization efforts in the community.
Is that the school that sits on, is it Brentonell?
It is on Myrtle and Dresden.
Okay.
Right at the corner.
There. Okay. I've been in that area. I was just
yes.
trying to figure, okay, where is, now I know. Okay. Interestingly, in the article in the Columbus Dispatch,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that was mentioned was how, as the founding school principal,
yes.
you have to do home visits. You talk to the kids, you talk to the parents or guardian,
mm-hmm.
and go from there. And just explain some of the home visit.
Well, first of all, again, some of the thing that has made KIPP really, really successful, we operate off of 5 pillars. And these pillars are the foundation of our philosophy, what has worked for us. And one of our pillars is choice and commitment. And choice being that we believe that families should have the right to make choice as it pertains to the education of their children. However, we also understand that with choice comes commitment, that once you make that choice, you have to commit to that. And so what you're speaking about, the home visit, is a part, comes from that pillar, that belief that once you've made this choice, now we sit down as a collective group, parent, school, and child, and talk about what that commitment looks like explicitly. And agree on what it's going to take for us all to put that child on the track for college. So that's what the home visit is about. I personally enjoy them. I love sitting in the living rooms and kitchens, wherever they have me, and talking with them, talking to the child, and just, I mean, it just means so much, first of all, and I'm humbled that many of the families invite me in. Girl, you want something to eat? You want? I love it. But most importantly, it just really, it symbolizes that three-way commitment. It really does.
And, I believe that, for the most part, a lot of kids look for that, and they don't really get that with, and I'm not slamming public education.
Yes.
I'm talking devotion, commitment, and the commitment to excellence. Mm-hmm. And I there are some people who are really passionate about what they do, and then all of a sudden they lose the passion. And it seems to me that after meeting you and a couple of other your staff members, mm-hmm. that they're really passionate about KIPP.
Yes.
And it's that's truly refreshing. And when you said, when you had mentioned about being being part of other organizations and stuff like that, I hope you understand that WCRS, Low Power FM, hopefully we're going to be there with you. So
yes, I would love it.
So, I mean, because as a community radio station, I think we have a lot to offer. And KIPP, by far, you know, nonprofit organization, here's your opportunity mm-hmm. to have your voice heard all over. Now, when is it opening?
First day of school, KIPP, our program is an extended day, extended year program, which means that the kids we start, we have a 3-week summer school program, which starts August 6th. So that will be our official first day of school. An extended day, the kids will, in the summer, they go from 8 to 1. And we spend a lot of that time on team and family. Again, we're very explicit in understanding what it means to be a KIPPster and teaching the kids. And a KIPPster is someone who enjoys and has a love of learning. And so we really talk about what that means. So we can devote that 3-week time to that, in addition to making sure we take time to assess where the kids are, so we can gather baseline data, so we know how we've grown and improvements we've made academically throughout the year. After the 3-week summer school, we go directly into our regular school year, which starts August 25th, and it's an extended day at that time. So the kids go to school from 7:25 to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and they go from 7:25 to 4, and that goes with one of our other pillars, more time. We truly believe that our philosophy is, you know, when children, in many cases, our kids come to us 2 to 3 grade levels behind, we need that more time to catch them up, and then even to have them surpass even boundaries that they didn't know that they could do. So that it gives us a lot more time to be creative. We're not so bound to preparing for a test or the test. We can actually prepare kids who will be ready to go to college in 2016.
And you see, and that's interesting, because even the Columbus Dispatch, the your own literature, up to and including the New York Times and U.S. News and World Report, mm-hmm. mention how some of these kids come lacking the skills.
Yes.
But by the time they leave, they're knocking the doors off the state required test at a 72% passing rate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this speaks volumes for what you and your staff are doing with what is handed to you.
Exactly. Nationally, 80% of our students have gone on to college, and that is, you know, that's good to us. We want to be great. We want 100% of them to go on to college, because we understand in today's society, a college education is really going to be that key that many of our students are going to need to get to the levels in life that they want to be in. And we want to make sure we equip them with the tools, so if that's their choice, that they're able to make that choice.
So, but again, it comes back to commitment, because mm-hmm. obviously the kids that are there, who have applied, the parents along with their children, the ones that have applied are the ones who want to be there, not because they have to, but because they have so chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And how does this work when all of a sudden there may be a student or two that doesn't seem to fit the mold of KIPP? Mm-hmm. What then?
Well, first of all, we are free open enrollment. So as far as applying, it's just saying, you know what, KIPP is the choice for me. It's really that simple. And we, our recruitment efforts include just really knocking on doors, talking to families about KIPP, and then at that time, many of them are making that choice to come along with us. As far as kids, you know, that, and you, as you put it, maybe sometimes you're going to get a little pushback because it's different. But our thing is we roll up our sleeves, we do whatever it takes, and we basically just shower them with the understanding we're not going to give up on you. And I haven't met a kid yet, knock on the table, but I haven't met a kid yet that has, you know, resisted like that. I mean, really, when they see that you really have their best interest in hand, you know, and at heart, they're willing, you know, to get right in there with you. And yes, we do. You know, parents are very supportive. But again, it's because we've taken that time at the very beginning to say, here, this is what this commitment needs to look like. Can I count on you to do this? If there's a problem, you know, do you need some help? What can I do to help you? I never assume that a parent doesn't want to be good.
Right.
Doesn't want to be the best parent for their child. Don't take my frame of reference into a home visit. And I think that's a mistake that sometimes educators make. I haven't met a parent yet, despite whatever their circumstances may be, that hasn't want something great for their kid. And I'll tell you, the one comment that stands out is I was with a family, and she said to me, you know, we always end it with, what is it that you want for your child? And she says, you know what? I am right now, I'm surviving. I want my child to live. And it was that very simple statement that just touched me. Like, this is what it's all about. You know, this is what it's all about.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. As a former educator, I also know that kids are more than willing to learn, and they are sponges, okay, and they will hang on every word, and it's a matter of presentation. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, we need to take a short break. We're at WCRS 102.1, 98.3. You're with Dano on Talk of the Town. We're going to take a real quick break, and in that break, let's just do just another musical interlude.
You
Okay, in the background, obviously you know that's Friends of Distinction. That's one of the old ones from their very first album. And you probably remember them from Grazing in the Grass and a whole host of others. Probably the most familiar one is Going in Circles. Kind of a dirge, but nonetheless, that's okay. Hey, it's Dano, Talk of the Town, WCRS 102.1, 98.3, your low-power FM, a service of Simply Living Radio. My guest today is Karina Robinson, and we're back. And Karina, we're talking off air. Karina and the group were recently at a local area festival, and they had a kiosk there and a table and applications. How many kids did you sign up that weekend?
Actually, that weekend, we were able to enroll 17 students during that weekend. Definitely. It was a very good weekend for us, despite the rain.
was that up to and including home visits and all that?
No, we have just begun some of those home visits that we've gotten from that particular venue. All right now, we have over 70 applications. We do have seats available. For students that are and families that are looking to enroll, students that are going to be entering the fifth grade this year. So, again, there are few seats that are still available. And we love any opportunity to meet with any families that believe KIPP is for them.
So what's the maximum capacity of the academy as far as students?
Okay, we're seeking to enroll 90 students this year. So our hopes is to have 90 to no more than 100 fifth graders is what we're looking for.
So would that be 30 children per class or
no,
less?
No, 24. So if we went with 96, it'd be 24. I have four classroom teachers. So that would be 24 in each classroom.
Well, studies have shown that smaller classes lead to a better grasp.
I knew you were going to say that. And I will say this. I believe it has more to do with the level of expertise and professionalism of the teacher, meaning their ability to instruct a class. I've seen teachers with 30 children who have high expectations, outstanding instructional strategies, and do a phenomenal job with 30 kids. And I've seen a teacher with 10 students, chaotic classroom, and no type of academic success happening in the room. So I'm one, I like to go, Dan, on more so on instructional strategies and the quality of instruction coming from the teacher, what's happening in the room as opposed to the number of kids. But at KIPP Journey Academy, there'll be about 24 in a class.
So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
Even from the standpoint of the studies about smaller classes and all that kind of stuff, I'm getting from you that the bottom line is all about the person standing in front of the room.
Absolutely. It has to be. It's all about the level of instruction that's happening in the classroom. It's about that teacher's ability to gauge where each and every student is at all times.
And I will not disagree with you, only from the standpoint that I can remember every single teacher from first grade through eighth grade because they made that much of an impact because they were that passionate about what they did.
Okay.
And that's why I'm excited about KIPP, because everyone just seems so energetic that I get goosebumps when I think about the school. It's like, that's my school. That's where I was. It wasn't called that when I was growing up, but nonetheless, I just find that really fascinating.
Yeah.
And when everyone is that energetic and that happy and just so involved, that truly makes a difference. And I really believe these kids are just going to have a really great time at that school. And I'd like to be able to come up and visit just to...
Oh, you better.
Just to walk around
come
and
see us.
Chat with some of the students and go from there. Because one of the things I'd really like to do, let's just say after the first grading period, mm-hmm. I'd like to get a handful of them and bring them into the studio.
Okay.
And chat about KIPP.
Absolutely. I would love that.
From their perspective.
Okay.
So that way everyone else can hear what the kids are doing and how excited they are about learning.
Okay.
Excuse me. Okay, well, we have about 5 minutes left. How would you like to sum up Knowledge is Power program?
Well, I'd like to first start off by saying that the Knowledge is Power program truly believes in the every child, all children can learn. We believe in the possibilities. We believe that every child that walks through our door will go to college. It's not if, it's you will. And we even tell them when. 2016, this founding class, that's when they're going to go to college. And so that's what's important to us. And so for families that really believe that their child is going to go to college and be all the things that they want to be in life, KIPP is definitely some place that you would want to be. Again, teachers that are available to students, all the teachers are available by cell phone. We give the numbers out to our families and to the children, and they can call if they need help with their homework. As you talked about, we do home visits with our families. Most importantly, we invite our families into the school. They're a part of it. And so just to sum it up is I would really hope that many more families would find that KIPP would be the choice for them because that's what it boils down to.
So with that, let's say just in our listening area, someone has a fifth grader mm-hmm. and they want to know more about KIPP. How do they find out?
If you want to know more about KIPP, first of all, I would hope that you would visit our website at kippjourneyacademy.org. Also, feel free, again, as I said, we give our cell phone numbers out, so here's mine. It's 614-209-5311.
Well, you heard that, people. I mean, if you want to get in touch with Karina Robinson, she just gave you her cell phone number. So here it is. If you have school-age kids and looking for a great school, obviously, this is it. So, Karina, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, hey, an absolute pleasure. And more than likely, you will be back again.
Yes, so, with some KIPPsters next
time.
Yeah,
KIPPsters, yeah. So, okay, so this is Dano, Talk of the Town. And as a matter of fact, you were just listening to Karina Robinson. And before I leave, I have to give my shout-outs, as usual, to my regular crew, Eugene Beer, our chief engineer, Zach Henkel, who has his own show, Crankster, my producer, and, how can I put this, all-around great dude, because he volunteered down at ComFest, and all the people with Simply Living, and just the whole staff and family of WCRS 102.1, 98.3. And hey, if you don't have any plans for this July 4th, remember, July 4th is the Doodah Parade. And remember, the Doodah Parade is always on July 4th. And their rain date, tongue-in-cheek, is always July 3rd. Well, you know how that is. Nonetheless, afterwards, they have a thing called Go Play in the Street. It's the After Doodah Parade Block Party. High Street's going to be closed between Buttles and Russell, and that's Friday, July 4th, 2008, from 3 to 9. Live music, funny stuff, Men from Mars, and other things. It's Doodah. And the less than grand marshal this year is Dana G. Buck Reinhardt. Yeah, you remember him. He used to be the mayor. Also, the Doodah Parade is July 4, 2008, 1 o'clock p.m. lineup. And, 1 o'clock p.m. is a step-off. Lineup is at noon, and that's right there in Goodale Park. So feel free to participate and go from there. So I'm Dano with Talk of the Town, and, hey, I will catch you next Wednesday at 4:30. And, hey, have a great weekend, and enjoy your 4th, and be very, very safe. I'm out.